Dr. Ilan Hadar is partner and CEO of Hype, and he is joining us today from Israel. Doctor, thank you for taking the time with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I talked a bit about what Hype is and explained it around the edges, but what is your elevator pitch, so to speak, Doctor, your day-to-day explanation of exactly where Hype sits within the ecosystem of sports and technology?
Sure. Our mission is to inspire, develop, and invest in sports innovation ecosystem on a global basis. Hype was founded four years ago, and we have created a tremendous ecosystem with more than 30,000 members, including 10,000 startups. And what we do is we're matching the needs of the sports technology, sports businesses, with the technology that we have under our fantastic network of startups.
So what exactly is technology's role in sports today? And it is nebulous, and it is evolving, and it is not singular by any means. But how do you begin to help the people who are in the sports world understand all the opportunities that technology presents?
The simplest way to define what technology is doing to the sports business is by having two segments. One of them is to increase the fan engagement, and the other one is to increase the sport, the athlete's performance. So in between those two spaces, technology is coming to, augment the way people consume sport and to have the athletes get better shape, recover faster from injuries, and so on. These are the two pillars which we see all our startups and all our ecosystem revolving around.
Let's begin with the fan experience then, Doctor, and what that means. We've had numerous conversations of leading up to CES 2019 about the in-home viewing experience for a fan, smart venues and how the experience is evolving when you're at a game. And then, of course, there's all the content and engagement opportunities when you're on the go, neither at home nor at a stadium. What has you most excited, and where do you see the fan experience going from where it is today in the years ahead?
Let me try and picture from the future. It could be 3 or 5 years where the top NBA player, let's say Stephen Curry, is standing on the line. There's 1 second to go, and the game is on the line, and he's about to win or lose the game. Now what you see today is that you can only see the stats. You can you can be excited, but 5 years from now, I think that what we will able to be feeling in the game, and also, of course, the fan at home, is much more sensing and data from the athletes. For example, you could feel his heartbeat, his stress level, and so on. You could also take this and have interactive betting or having some kind of interactive with your friends about what you are sensing. You can have some kind of apparatus that you put and you have an augmented reality. You could do an e-sport meanwhile. So everything is available today from technology standpoint at the grassroots level. Now what we need now for the next few years is everything to emerge and be able to provide it at home or in stadium. So the fans will interact and engage in, I would say, 3-4 levels higher than what we are doing today.
What are the ingredient technologies for that? Augmented reality, virtual reality, 5G, greater connectivity. What are the key technologies, I'm speaking to you as a technologist, Doctor, that need to be in place to take that experience where it needs to be?
Absolutely. So, first of all, we can always rely on the Moore's law. So we will be able to increase the computation level to be double every 18 months. So the data that we are gathering from the stadium will be enhanced and go on and multiply. So this could be in streaming. So we'll get a better picture, a better sound out of the game. And everything is about sensing. So today, sensors could be wearables. You could put, audio sensors around the stadium, and you can feel the drop of the everything that's happening on the floor. You can hear the coach talk, or you could see the players and have their fatigue level. So this kind of sensing is becoming now affordable, and not only that, we can work online to get those streamline of sensing into the home. Now, with respect to augmented reality, again, this technology is available. It's all about what will be the fan be able to pay in order to feel those new, reality from the game.
Mm-hmm. How closely connected is the fan experience then, Doctor, with athlete performance? Because it seems that if not an exchange of data, at least access to that data is one element that will enhance our engagement, our enthusiasm, as well as our awareness when we're watching a game or a match.
Absolutely. I think today we made a big progress. People can now be more engaged because you have microphones and you have endless camera around the arena. But next step is to get some data from the players and from the teams. I know there's the confidentiality and regulation and all of these legal issues, but they are going to be solved because there's so much business and money to be made using those technologies.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Ilan Hadar is partner and CEO of Hype. And as we said, he's joining us from Israel. Doctor, we look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas for CES 2019.
I'll be there.
All right, next time, we're addressing a pretty interesting statistic. In 30 years, two-thirds of us around the world will live in cities, urban settings. So we'd better be smart about it. That means more efficient energy use, improved mobility, safer public spaces. All of this deals with smart cities technology. And maybe the best part is you're going to save time with smart cities.
So we instituted a study that basically came back with the data that if a smart city is implemented in the correct manner, an average citizen can save about 125 hours every year.
All right, we want you to be CES ready. So it's a good idea to subscribe to the CES Tech Talk podcast. You won't miss any of our episodes that way. And a reminder, CES 2019 is rapidly approaching, January 8th to the 11th in Las Vegas. All the info you need is at ces.tech. That's ces.tech. As always, none of this is ever possible from week to week without our real stars, our producer, Tina Anthony, and our engineer, John Lindsay. You guys are the best in the business. I'm Tyler Suitors. Let's talk tech again soon.